Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
It's that conversation that happens probably over drinks more often than not. In every relationship, it happens so often they made a movie out of it called Hall Pass. And after meeting a lovely couple yesterday at a charity event in downtown Kitchener, and the woman in that couple, Leslie, claimed to have the biggest crush in the world on Jennifer, so big is the crush that her husband, Leslie's husband, should be worried, we thought we'd play the Hall Pass game with you this morning.
I'm super flattered, Leslie. That's very kind. But I'm a big pain in the ass, honestly.
Maybe Leslie's husband's a big pain in the ass, too.
Does she listen to this show?
She does. 519-741-1067 or online, country1067.com, to get you to our Facebook fan page.
So the point is that you pick some sort of unrealistic scenario in that. So the relationship you're in, you love the person and you're happy, and when you burn sauerkraut, it smells smoky and fantastic and there's nothing wrong with anything. Just in the unlikely event that somebody, you know, like Brad Pitt or Giovanni Ribisi walked by, you'd be like, oh my gosh, there's my hall pass. I get one.
Wait a minute. Night. Giovanni Ribisi is your hall pass?
No, not really. I just think he's,
I would like to meet the person who has Giovanni Ribisi as their hall pass.
I think he's smart and brilliant. I loved him in Boiler Room, and I was just watching Friends clips because Stacey reminded me that in Friends, when Ross had his list, they laminated the lists. And he had to bump Isabella Rossellini off his list to make room or for some reason. And then she actually shows up. So that was the...
But she was off the list.
Exactly. That's hence the sitcom moment.
Well, I got it. I don't remember that.
That's what made it so exciting. See?
Giovanni Ribisi, really?
No. And so Giovanni Ribisi was also on Friends. He played Phoebe's brother.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's what made me... I had seen him in a clip.
Okay.
But no, I just was... It was just top of mind.
I got it. I just never... I never thought of Giovanni Ribisi in the same breath as Brad Pitt before.
Remember that Seinfeld episode when George is trying to get a date with Marissa Tomei?
Tomei. Mel Tomei, Marissa Tomei. Yes.
Remember, my biological clock is ticking.
She
like
deserved
this.
The Oscar that she got for that movie. My Cousin Vinny, she was fantastic.
See, there's
in
your
it.
Hall pass. You like Marissa, huh?
When you're doing that bang with the foot there.
Yeah. Like if she walked in here right now, you'd let her sit in my chair?
I would not let her sit in your chair.
I
no
guess you
way,
wouldn't.
No how.
I guess you wouldn't. Because
no
I'm
way,
here to tell you,
no how.
Marissa Tomei is old and hard done by, and I could take her.
You see what's happening here. And also, did you notice that Pauly brings everything back to a Seinfeld episode?
I'm pretty sure Pauly's hall pass is
Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Gotta be it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Who is
Eli,
your...
Is it George? Is it Kramer?
Who's your hall pass? Seriously, I will... Somebody please just say Giovanni Ribisi. Seriously.
I love Giovanni. I think he's so smart. You know what? I think it'd be more fun maybe with Giovanni Ribisi than Brad. Like Brad Pitt, you'd just be all like starstruck and worried, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I don't want to burn sauerkraut with anybody who's burned sauerkraut with Angelina Jolie. That's not fun. Not at all. No.
519-741-1067. You're the only one. Or online, country1067.com.
Who's your hall pass? Wait, how did you weasel out of that?
What do you mean?
Marissa Tomei, is that you?
I guess it is. You said so. It must be true.
No, I'm not picking it for you. I genuinely want to know.
All right, fine. Giovanna Ribisi.
Oh, stop it.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
My hall pass would be Viggo Mortensen dressed up as Strider from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, he has to be dressed up in full costume, does he?
Oh, yes, he does. Burning sauerkraut, holy jeez. That would be awesome.
Does he burn sauerkraut in the costume, or that's just your vision of the hall pass?
That would be my vision of the hall pass.
Got it, Nancy. Guy, you are one warped individual, just
does
so
your
you know.
Your husband now?
No.
See, he does now.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
You know, wait. No, Nancy, we're not letting you off the hook that easy.
Yes?
You're a Campbell and Farwell Hall of Fame nominee.
Now, if you win, you have to explain to him how you won and when you take him out for lunch.
That's hilarious.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.